Hello and welcome to our module looking at organic acids.
So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols.
The next section is ketones and fatty acid oxidation. And I asked her, I said, why do you put ketones and fatty acid oxidation together? Well, they're related to fat, but they're really different things. Ketones are produced when you're burning fat for fuel. Fatty acid oxidation occurs when the fats are being oxidized and producing toxic byproducts. In her particular case, she's got a few of them that are kind of borderline. I like to see them right there in the middle. She's got two that are clearly high, which is the suberic and sebacic acids. They're clearly high. The methyl succinic is not outside the 95th percentile, but it's definitely outside that mid-range where we're looking for. That's number 45. And then a little bit low on the acetoacetic acid, and we'll look to see if there's any clinical significance to that. But definitely clinical significance to the 47 and 48. And we'll take a look at what those are. Again, please, this is an overview. It's going to take going through these over and over. At least you'll understand a little bit when you pick up the test or look at a test or decide whether you want to do a test that what all this is about. I highly recommend, if you can swing it, to order a test on yourself and see what's going on for yourself and really get familiar with it. So the 41 and 42 have the same description together. Yes, the 42, the acetoacetic acid, and these are ketones, basically. So does have a little bit of ketone going on. She is on a fairly low carbohydrate diet for the most part. You know, we talk about that, and I'll say, yeah, you need to watch that. I had her start testing her glucose. She was freaked out because her glucose was high, and so she stopped testing it. This is how she goes. My blood pressure is high. I'm not going to test it. My glucose is high. I'm not going to test it. So basically, they're the end product of rapid or excessive fatty acid breakdown, and it happens when somebody is on either a fast, they're not getting enough protein, they're on a very high-fat diet or a very low-carb diet. It can also happen in B12 deficiency. Again, we're coming up with the overgrowth, the candida overgrowth, which we know that she has, and pulmonary infections. So again, what's coming up, and it keeps coming up over and over for her, is carnitine or acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation. So that's to help shuttle the fatty acids across the walls, the cell walls, and get them into the mitochondria. That's what carnitine is good for. So 43 is the hydroxybutyric acid. Again, it's not really a significant indicator. It's not a ketone. It's an indicator of fatty acid oxidation, which means that there's some free radical formation happening, that there's some breakdown, the oxidative byproducts, the oxidative stress going on in her system. She doesn't have this particular one. She's 43, was fine on her. But very high results can also be a genetic disorder. So if it's kind of a moderately high dose, it's probably oxidative stress in the system. But if it's very high, it can be indicative of a genetic disorder. 44, which she doesn't have either, they're ingesting gelatin. They're going to see high adipic acid. It's also, adipic acid can be used as a preservative in lots of different junky foods, you know, the processed foods. She doesn't do that kind of stuff, but she doesn't have that elevated either. But it also could be abnormalities in your fatty acid metabolism, and it's causing some oxidative stress on the system. Again, you know, a lot of things related to the fats, of course, are related to carnitine. So this is what showed up for her. It said, if anything is high, like any of these markers, 44, 45, 46, 47, and 48, and she has 45 slightly elevated and 47 and 48 definitely elevated. So it's fatty acid oxidation, carnitine deficiency. Fasting is unlikely. She's not a faster. Increased intake of medium-chain triglycerides, that could be from coconut. I don't think she does a lot of coconut. She does do coconut, so I'll make sure that I ask her about that to see if she's taking in too many medium-chain triglycerides and it's causing a fatty acid oxidation problem. Hypoglycemia, she may or may not have some of that going on. When she tested her blood sugars, she just tested a couple of times and found that they were a little bit high after her meals, so I really haven't gotten her to do a full blood sugar testing. So again, we're coming up with carnitine. It's really clear that carnitine is something that she has not been supplementing with and that is going to be really helpful for her. The dysbiosis, the carnitine, the CoQ10, and the B vitamins for me so far are coming up as the major things that I want to work on with her. And I have an appointment with her to go over this test result.